It's 12 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon and time once again for the Topset Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And we have Eamon and the lovely Valencia in studio with us today.
Thanks,
and Valencia can't hear her headphones because they are doing something naughty. Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Good. And today we're going to be talking about rosé, which is a very popular varietal among some. I must confess, Eamon.
Yes, Dave, it's very, very popular, especially summertime. And being in KZN, we don't really get a winter, especially in the winter. When we go into our winter months, rosé is still very, very popular.
Aha. Now, interesting thing about rosé, I was never sure about how they got the color. Was it an artificial? Because, you know, you have red and you have white, and we know that red wine comes from black grapes. This is just the, you know, common parlance. And white wine comes from white grapes.
White grapes.
And now where does rosé come from? Ha!
Here well, we go, Dave.
Well, ha! Well!
This is the trick. Red grapes. So, when they're making rosé, basically what they do is the juice, when they press the grapes, they only want so much of the color from the skin.
Ah.
And that's where the little tint comes from. That rosé comes from. The longer they leave it on it, the darker it's going to be, and then you'll only end up with red wine. So they want the barest amount of contact with the skins on it, and it's basically free-run juice, so they want that freshness of the juice and that little bit of the skin contact.
Isn't
with the grapes.
Interesting, because now essentially you've got a combination. In the case of today's wine of the week, folks, it's the Boschendahl Rose Garden. It's a rosé, 2024 varietal, and the interesting thing is it's a combination or a blend of Cabernet, Shiraz, and Grenache Noir. Now all of those are black grapes,
or red grapes. Yes, all red grapes.
And if you consider the fact that most red wines have a profile which is distinct,
and that's
kind
correct,
of
yeah.
You know, just and it's quite a it's quite a serious profile, if you like. Here you've got exactly the same juice, if you like. I mean, Cabernet, you leave it on with the skin for a while, it becomes a lovely, dark, beautiful ruby color. Now, this has just got a blush, but the taste, I believe, is completely different.
It's totally different. What you have here, Dave, is you've got the three varietals, so they're picked over over 3 months, and then each component is made separate, then it's combined together. Then they combine the three together. So you've got your Cabernet, your Shiraz, and you've got your Grenache. Now the Grenache, now more fruit driven, very light style wine, will give the wine that nice fruit driven flavor. The Cabernet,
but as I see, a very small percentage of Grenache compared to the 85% is Cabernet and Shiraz.
Cabernet.
And then just a tiny little 15% of Grenache, and that makes all the difference.
It makes all the difference to it. And then the Shiraz then just gives it that little bit of structure to the wine. And then you'll also get that, you know, Shiraz is known for its pepperiness and spiciness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we should pick up, when we taste, a little bit of spice. Not too much, but just a little bit in it. Because the Grenache is going to break down those two components, that big Cabernet and that big Shiraz that's in there.
Okay. Well, why don't we pour a little splash while we continue chatting? And I just wanted to quickly go over what the winemaker says about this wine. On the nose, in other words, how it smells. It's enticing, crushed summer berry aromas. So if you can imagine summer berries like strawberries, etc., etc., all gently pressed, and that kind of aroma should meet you on the nose, as in the palate, that's how it tastes, soft and juicy, bouncing with succulent, ripe strawberries, raspberries, and mulberries, tinged with a hint of spice. And it finishes with great balance, freshness, and fruity intensity. The finish refers to how your mouth feels after you have swallowed the
glass.
The gulp. So, now you've poured it beautifully. Thank you, Valencia. And the nose, enticing crushed summer berry aromas. I just smell wine.
But strawberries, a little bit of strawberries there.
Yeah, you're right.
You pick up and raspberries, they say.
And then on the palate, you've got to have a slug to get it going. Soft and juicy, bouncing with succulent, ripe strawberries, raspberries, mulberries. I must confess, I'm not really a rosé fan, and this wouldn't be my wine of choice. But that is not to say it wouldn't be yours, dear listener. So who do you think would enjoy a glass of Boschendahl Rose Garden Rosé?
I would, Valencia.
For me, as Ayman was just talking about the blends, like Cab, Shiraz and Grenache, it's very nice. I'm finding whatever he was talking about, like, it's very soft. For us, it's ladies. I think we'll enjoy more. Chill it a little bit for summertime, just having it on its own because it's got a nice, juicy, soft balance and strawberries. We're getting everything, whatever we were talking about, it's there in a wine. Okay. So for us, it's ladies. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you see, we chatted about rosé not too long ago. Sort of debunked the myth that it's a girl's drink. Everyone can enjoy. But now you've gone back to it and said it's definitely one for the ladies. I salute you. I think that there are many that across the board that would probably go for the Boschendahl. A lightweight wine. What is the price point of this?
Dave, it's not so bad. It's $84.99 a bottle.
Okay.
For what's in it. And then the Rose Garden, it gets its name, they give it its name, the Rose Garden, because of the amount of different varietals of roses at Boschendahl on the farm. So that's where the name gets its name from there.
Well, it's pretty.
And they've got four winemakers. They got four very good winemakers there. They also do entry level wines at Boschendahl, and they do MCCs, Dave. So there's a young lady that makes all the MCCs. Then there's two.
For those that are wondering what an MCC is, not a Marylebone Cream Club, but rather the Method Cup Classic. Sparkling wine. You're not allowed to say champagne, and it's not from Champagne. But it's that kind of drink which makes it pop.
Which it is. So it's one of our oldest farms is in Franschhoek, well, between Franschhoek and Stellenbosch in the Western Cape. So it's one of our oldest farms. That's been around since the old Dutch times.
So you can blame it on Van Riebeek. Everyone does.
True.
Well, there we go. That's wonderful. So there it is, the Boschendahl Rose Garden Rosé. It's the wine of the week this week. If you want to catch up on our podcast, if you've just joined us and are wondering what we're talking about live on the wire, listen, you've missed it. Well, you haven't really, because you can always go to our apps or our website, lifeandstyle.co.za or lifeandstyle.fm, and you will find the morning show. This wine of the week is a regular feature. You'll see the lovely Valencia's picture in it this week, because we're going to take a photograph right now, and Eamon, as well as the Boschendahl Rose Garden. And a top tip is, if you are a subscriber to our Edit, which is our fortnightly newsletter, they generally carry a follow-up of the wine of the week as well, so you can read all about it, listen or hear all about it, and taste all about it at Tops at Lifestyle. Are you going to be doing a tasting?
Yes, Dave. We Saturday are. And Sunday, 12 to 2. On both days.
So there it is. You'll meet the team. You'll meet the wonderful vintners at Tops at Lifestyle. Both Valencia and Eamon and the crew are there to guide you. And if you find that maybe the rosé is your absolute favorite, if it is, good for you. If not, they will guide you towards exactly what it is that you're looking for. You'll find it at Tops at Lifestyle, which is the store of the year 2024. So this year we're seeing it's going to be the store of the world 2021.
True, true.
We'll go for it.
And with your extended shopping hours now till 8?
8, Monday to Friday. Yeah, Dave, Monday to Friday is 8 to 8. And then our Saturday is the our normal government restricted hours, where Saturday is 8 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 3:30.
And there it is. Eamon Dowling and Valencia Mtembu. Very, very lovely to, again, be sharing a bottle of wine with you on a Thursday. You pop along and catch up with the wine of the week tasting this week, and enjoy with love. And the show continues.